Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for October 13th, 2024. And I sincerely hope that this one helps you. I really do. We're going to talk about the whole idea of significance. And a lot of people are thinking that there's significance. Well, let me read this to you. This comes from Cameron. He does not tell me where he lives, so I can't relate, you know, where he lives to how he thinks, which I normally do. I usually can, what do I want to say, tell you where you came from and why you think the way you do in that coming. So I can't do that with this one, but here's what he asks. How do I find this significance, quote unquote, you speak of? I don't even know what you're talking about. Isn't life significant enough with your family and friends, etc.? So what I gather from Cameron is he must be younger or middle-aged or something. Significance is an interesting word. It really is. The dictionary defines it as a quality of being worthy of attention or importance, some meaning to be found in words or events. This is all subjective, and that's the problem with significance. I don't think many people find significance in their life. They make up significance based on the idea of family and friends and life in general, and they live mediocre lives, pedestrian mentality, living a mediocre life, not really understanding why they're here. I rarely have a young person come to me, rarely. Young being someone in the age bracket of their 20s, and say, how do I find the meaning of my life? Why am I here? What is the significance of my living? And of course, that would generate a great deal of energy. You would have to have some means of gaining character, some point of insight where things that were really important that do translate into meaning could become the meaning of your life. And that just doesn't seem to happen. What people have done to themselves in the course of their lifetime has been absolutely atrocious. We are bombarded by advertising. We think that the quality of our life depends upon the stuff in our life, how much money, where we live, the luxuries we have, the quote-unquote freedom we like to think we have to go and do whatever we want to go and do and things like that. That's basically the quality of a person's life. But the significance of a person's life, that's a little different. That comes with finding a deeper purpose for living, a deeper, more, shall we say, fulfilling purpose that has nothing to do with what we own or what owns us or where we go or what we even think. It goes beyond thinking, living the way we do. It comes into the absolute meaning of being a being, a true, honest being, where we live not hampered by our humanity, but actually live through our humanity as the causation of love. Now, that's the big one, to let love live you. And not many people are much interested in that. And I'm not talking about human love, the petty love, the romantic love. I'm talking about let real love live you. And I have to discover that. That is something I have to discover for myself. And that's what I mean about being subjective. If you only think that love is human love, emotional love, then that's as far as your life will ever go. And you will never know anything other than that. There will be no significance in your life. The significance, the quality of a person's life is based in the awareness they have, the realization they come to about themselves as love. Now, I know I sound like a 60s guy, well, I basically am, but that's not really what I mean. I am talking about, instead of trying to eke out every pleasure you can find to find some sort of gratification in your life that would make you think that you're happy, you would seek the way. And you would seek it with all of your heart and soul. What would that mean? You would discover the significance of what it means, as Jesus said, to become meek. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth, kind of thing. This humility, this meekness, this teachability, which is what meekness is all about. Who can teach you anything of love, real love? Ask yourself this question, Cameron. Who can teach you anything? What would you be interested in if somebody walked up to you and said, I can teach you? And then you would say, teach me what? I would say, teach you the way of consciousness, the way to develop a sense of consciousness. Well, what will that get me? That might get you, well, significance. You would find significance in your living. Well, what do I got to do? Well, you got to give up all of your flaws and your fears and your alibis that you think that you are, and just let them be. You don't have to change them, but you have to live in a different life. You have to step out of your human and into something of consciousness, to develop something of consciousness, rather than just to live your life without knowing exactly what you're living from within yourself. You would have to live from the within, not looking for what would make you feel good about your within. Well, that wouldn't go over well. All right, let's try another way. Cameron, what if I said to you, I can teach you how to realize, to become so realized that the significance of your life will outweigh all of your, shall we say, assumptions and presumptions, all the things you live for as a person right now. Well, that won't go over well. Okay, we can't do that. Well, what if I walked up to you, Cameron, and said, the significance that you ask about already lives within you. And to discover it, you will have to give up all of your treasured ideas and beliefs and theories. You will have to give up what you think of as right and wrong, good and bad. You will have to have a bigger, shall we say, picture of your life beyond the confines of your humanity. I don't think that would go over well either. I don't think significance is available to the average person. You have to be willing to go beyond being average, beyond the ideals of right and wrong, good and bad, beyond trying to be happy all the time. You would have to learn how to live not in the confines of your mind, but in a mind that is a no mind, a mind not seeking what it thinks of as right and wrong, good and bad. Now, that kind of mind lives within you, but it has to be cultivated. You have to practice it. And if you aren't willing to do that, then goodness and mercy will never follow you in all that you do. You will never achieve it, because in goodness and mercy is the significance of our life, which is something that most people just aren't interested in, don't understand, can't comprehend, and look at life from the point of view that it is about getting what you want. You live, you die, and that's it. And that's the millennial way, the whole idea of life is shit and then you die kind of thing. And I hate to say that that's the means by which a lot of people live by. And I hear it all the time. So there you go, Cameron. It's up to you. You have to find it deep within yourself, and you need a teacher. You can't do it alone. I want to emphasize that, okay? I'm out of here. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your question, Cameron. We'll be back on the air next week. As always, please forgive me, eh? Namaste.